On the show today, we have True Energy Federal Credit Union's President and CEO, Lynette Smith, talking about her being named to the African American Credit Union Coalition's Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Lynette, and she's on the show to talk all about it, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we have a very special guest on today's program, and that would be Lynette Smith, President and CEO of True Energy Federal Credit Union. Lynette, how are you? And a belated congratulations for being named to the AACUC's Hall of Fame class this year. Well done.
Thank you. Mike, I'm doing well. We have 90% of my employees working remote, and I'm one of them. So I'm happy to say that as of today, not one of my employees has COVID. Fantastic. So that's a blessing.
Fantastic. That's great news indeed.
Yes. I'm very proud of the ACUC and the impact that the Hall of Fame has had on the credit union industry over the years. It just seems like our events just keep getting better and better.
Agreed. Agreed. And my gosh, what a group you guys had this year as well. This, man, that was a stellar group, huh?
It was. And all of the inductees are just awesome. And we were all different in every sense of the way. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was honored to be the only female in the group and to recognize those distinguished men. I tell you, I'm humbled by the whole process. And it didn't dawn on me until Dan Berger was introducing me. I had to pinch myself and say, who is he talking about?
Is this really happening?
And to the point, I think I made a little, I didn't un-mic before I moved over and started with my speech. But, you know, in this virtual world, things keep happening. These type of things will continue to happen, and we must roll with the flow. But I just cannot thank NAFCU enough for the presence that they've allowed me to represent the industry. As I said in my speech, I'm very honored.
That's wonderful. And so what does it mean? I mean, obviously it means a great deal to you personally and professionally, but what does it mean to even your credit union? My gosh, to have you in the Hall of Fame and representing your credit union, that's a pretty big deal.
That is a very big deal. And if you recall, two years ago, we were Washington Gaslight Federal Credit
that's
Union.
Right, I remember.
And then so we have this new name in the past 2 years, True Energy Federal Credit Union. And I just have an awesome board and team that really support me along the way in this journey. It's not easy being a CEO, especially during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't imagine.
That's a whole nother topic in itself. Right. But what I'm happy to see is our credit union is thriving. We're growing. Assets are growing. Our membership is growing as best it can during the pandemic. But I'm just glad to see the credit union growing.
Yeah, no doubt. I think we all are for sure. Okay. And so I know we don't like to talk about ourselves. You're a very humble person. We're all this, you know, credit unions are a very humble lot, but I want to try to draw it out of you. Why do you think you got this accolade? Because I mean, you've had a tremendous career and you've been representing the AACUC for many, many years now as a leader with that group. And so you've done tremendous, tremendous things in the industry. So I just want to hear it from you, Lynette. I mean, why do you think you deserve this accolade?
Well, one thing that puts me at the top of the list and makes me unique is, as I mentioned in my speech, did you hear my speech?
I did not. No, I missed the whole thing. I'm so bummed.
Oh my God. Would you like me to send you a copy of it?
Please. Yeah. Because I spoke with Renee and she said she was going to post all the acceptance speeches online. Right. I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to go keep checking.
So first of all, I don't know too many people realized, but I was the board chair when we decided to have a Hall of Fame.
Really?
Correct. And why we did that is because we wanted to recognize all credit union professionals, regardless of their race and color, mm-hmm. that have made a significant impact in our industry. And that's why I think it was really special to me. It wasn't my project per se, but I was the chair and I signed off and I said, let's do it.
So when was this? Because I know you kind of lassoed me and come on, Mike, come on, let's go at the GAC. You're like, come on, come to our event. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, bring it on. So I went there and did some filming and stuff. And I'm like, yeah. Right. So was this around then?
About 7 years ago.
That's right. I remember very vividly.
Years ago. And we have a Hall of Fame that is quite distinguished of leaders in the industry. The list is far too long to name today. But Renee can get you that information as well, because some people may not realize that we've recognized people. One of my mentors I mentioned that has had an impact in my life is Bert Hash. Mm-hmm. And Bert Hash is also in the Hall of Fame.
I remember that year. Yeah.
Yeah. So just recognizing people that are doing great things in the industry. And I don't think that too many people knew that I did 3 testimonies on the Hill in front of the U.S. Congress Financial Services Committee. I don't think they knew that.
They do now.
I've done 3. They do now. And they knew at my induction ceremony, too, because I thanked NAFQ for, you know, assisting in preparing me for that. Mm-hmm. I also don't think that people realize that I was inducted last December to the Virginia Credit Union League Hall of Fame.
Oh, I didn't know. And
that there is a scholarship that Virginia Credit Union League has in my honor forever.
Oh my gosh.
Have to send a CEO of a smaller credit union to the African American Credit Union Coalition.
Congratulations. That's huge. That is huge.
Another thing I think people may not realize, or they might have heard all the buzz at the GAC, is CULA. Have you heard of CULA yet?
I have. Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of the founders of CULA.
What? How come I did not know this, Lynette? We've been going back and forth for years now.
It's out there. And CUNA Mutual and CUNA decided that there was a need to mentor CEO women running credit unions under $300 million in assets, which I'm one of. Mm-hmm. So we've worked on CULA, honestly, for over 18 months. And we launched it at the GAC.
Congrats.
So we had a virtual booth and you know, we did recordings and we have a website now. So if there are CEOs out there, women CEOs that want to join a wonderful group of women, mm-hmm. please go to our website and, you know, look at becoming a member. It's almost like, you know, back in the day, you would call it a sorority.
Yeah.
You know, because what you say in that meeting stays at that meeting.
Right.
And it's just different. I think as women, we have challenges that are different from our males, from
what
men.
Does the acronym stand, the CULA, is it Credit Union Leadership?
Credit Union Women's Leadership Alliance, CULA.
Gotcha.
CUWLA.
All right. And .org, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the show notes.
Lily Newfarmer is our board chairman, and she is just doing a fantastic job at launching this. And just the whole team, how everybody just pulled their strengths in to pull this organization together for the GAC in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks. so far as the marketing aspect. I'm very proud. I'm very honored to be a part of Cula and one of the founders. And that just came about in the last several months.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I see. Now I see. I'm getting it now. So, and also this year you are, do you want to announce you're retiring or do you want to keep that under wraps?
I'd like to know. Okay. It's been press releases out there. I am retiring. I don't mind telling anyone I'm 65 this year. And that was my planned retirement. So I'm going to retire before the end of the year. And
well, wait a minute, Lynette. You're winning awards. You're creating and launching new organizations and you're retiring. I don't know about this, Lynette, because you have a lot to give. Come on.
I do, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm still on the board of ACUC. As a matter of fact, Larry Sewell, the board chairman, asked that I co-chair the mentorship program.
Really? How
so? Did you know what ACUC is doing in reference to the mentorship program?
I do not. Please educate us. We'd love to know.
Well, we have 50 mentors and 50 mentees. And everyone has an assigned person that they're going to work with. And we launched it in February. And then, you know, by the end of the year, we'll have a better sense. But this is more of a structured mentor-mentee relationship, something that I don't think other organizations have been doing. We've had a mentorship program because we mentor. I am where I am because of the mentorship. This is a more structured program.
Okay.
And I'm working with Dwayne Day, who works up at MEQ, Municipal Employee in Baltimore. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. I'm the older and he's the younger. So we want to make sure we cover everyone. But mentorship is so important. I don't think I would be where I am if it weren't for me being on the board of ACUC, me having a voice at the table, me having respect, right, from my colleagues. It empowered me. And it empowered me to go back to my credit union and do some great things. And I know I have done that because if you spend time with CEOs at larger credit unions, which I do, and I sit on other networks, I have a Washington 5, which are just five female CEOs that we get together once a year. We weren't able to do it in 2020. And, you know, we network too. So you can learn so much from your fellow CEOs. And I'm going to tell you what I've seen and what I'm very honored with. I sit on another CEO roundtable, and I don't want to name all of them, but this is what I feel. It helped me to really manage the COVID environment because it was a self-check. I was doing the same thing that the larger credit unions was doing. We were taking 90% of our employees, moving them offsite. Of course, the larger credit unions are thinking, well, do we need to build that big building? Yeah. You know, you know, that's going to come into play. And I think I did an article that really addressed that. I think CEO is going to have to rethink what we do. And then I'll also continue to be involved in Cula. And I'm going to volunteer my time and help out the industry. So I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Well, it's fantastic to have you still in the fold because, again, you've been such a great leader and a mentor all things credit union. And we don't want you to go anywhere. We want you to hang around because you're such a good influence, a great leader. And so, I mean, you've done a lot for me. So I'm always, always grateful for your assistance over the years. So we appreciate it.
One thing that really touched my heart last Monday was that Dan Berger, president CEO at NAFCU, said that I was breaking glass ceiling. I'm breaking the glass ceilings on doing things. And when I thought about it, first I said, is it me? But then I said, yeah, I am. But I do it, Mike, because I love what I do. And it comes very easy.
Right.
I won't say if there are not a lot of hours that I spent working on, because you run in a credit union, but there's those other things that you do in your help. Mm-hmm. You do that in the evenings or on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So I have spent hours giving to an industry that I love so much.
Do you think about, speaking of the glass ceiling, do you think about breaking the glass ceiling, or you just do what you do and all of a sudden here you are, you've broken that glass ceiling and you didn't even really realize it because you're so focused on your passion?
I think that's what it is. I am passionate about what I do. So a prime example, breaking the glass ceiling, I shared with people last week that so many CEOs, leaders in the industry, after I did a testimony on the Hill, after I helped with the interchange rule that, you know, was taking place maybe about 10 years ago or so, that things that would have catastrophic, would, and I don't want to say that, so cut that out.
Okay.
Things that would have been an impediment to the credit union industry, a regulation that would have just not been a good thing. Mm-hmm. I was there. And I don't think too many people realized I was hiking the hill trying to make a difference. So I think that's what Dan meant when he said, you know, I'm doing, but it didn't dawn on me. I would go to conferences or I would get emails. I even got handwritten notes from CEOs, larger CEOs, telling me, thank you.
Wow.
And that to me, let me know I was doing something good for the industry.
No doubt. No doubt.
And that was a good feeling. So I didn't really keep score at how much I was doing, because I was doing it because I loved it.
Right.
And
yeah.
I love what I do. And I'm going to continue to give back when I retire.
Good for you. Good for you. And I always look at it as like the accolades, your passion kind of, I think I'm getting them backwards, but the accolades come when you practice your passion, you know, and you don't even realize. And all of a sudden all these accolades are coming, like, I'm just doing what I'm doing, you know, and it's just natural. And it's natural for you to do this type of stuff. So, but all this stuff is so well-deserved, Lynette. So I'm proud and honored to have you on the show and proud and honored to know you and have you have helped me over the years. So I'm just forever grateful. And again, a huge congratulations. So
thank you very much, Mike. I'm very proud of you. Very proud of CU Broadcast and how you get out the true stories. I think you do a very fantastic job. When I do your interviews, or I've done interviews over the years, I don't have to prepare. It's right here. It's right here. So it's so easy to do. And you just make people feel so relaxed.
Well, thank you.
And so people get to see the best of the industry.
Indeed.
And that's what you do.
Well, we aim to please. That's what I want to do. I want to bring out the best in people for sure. And you are a perfect example of that. So good stuff, Lynette. Anything else here to add to wrap up? Because I know you probably still have a busy schedule. So I don't want to
waste
your time.
I do. I think I've covered most of the things that I talked about. I'm just honored to be here. I also mentioned on a personal note, if I may.
Sure.
That my son, Arrington Smith, participated in the ACUC internship program about 14 years ago.
Okay.
After one summer at Andrews Federal Credit Union working in a loan department, he became a young man, learned how to manage money, learned how to buy a home, and learned how to have good credit. So to this day, I'm indebted to ACUC for all that they've done, not only in my professional life,
mm-hmm.
but also in my personal life.
That's massive. Yeah. And so, and he's set on the right path for the rest of his life because of that.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
See,
you know,
cool little things that happen, you know, it's just, you just never know.
You know, and I feel very blessed and honored. It's honored to be in this industry. Look how many members we have now. I could just talk about it. All of 130, 30 million members we're serving. We're serving members in a pandemic. And we are doing some good things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my credit union really you know, you stepped up, and we had hardship loans and free skipper pays. I mean, we were giving back. So my annual report that I'll be giving to my members next week will say we gave back. We gave back when we could. And I think that makes a difference. And I'm so proud of our industry for giving back when they could.
Yep.
I've heard so many stories about CEOs, you know, advancing the dates. It's up to a year on the loan. Up to a year. Yeah, they were doing it up to a year.
Yeah.
Because they knew that would help.
Mm-hmm.
Help the members. And I think we're going to come out strong because of it. I did PPP loans.
Good for you.
I could go on and, you know, I've done over 2 million in PPP loans now. And so, you know, just helping those business members. We have done a lot. And I think we're going to come out on the other side saying, wow, we helped our members in a big way, and I want us to continue. You know, I've been in the industry over 30 years, and I've always told you, I might give you stats, but when I came in, there were 12,000 credit unions, less than half of that now.
Yeah.
This cannot be our continued trajectory.
Yeah, it's got to slow down at some point.
It's got to slow down, and I want to make sure that we do slow down, but helping people is what helps me, how can I say, be a better person if I'm helping.
Yeah, I like it. I think we're, credit unions are doing more than helping. I think they're actually changing lives.
We are.
Changing lives, especially 2020. I mean, there were lives that were probably literally saved because of what credit unions did. So it's pretty amazing. And you're right there in the mix. So thank you, Lynette.
Love it.
Thank you for your time today. Appreciate it. Congratulations again. Well deserved. The understatement of the year. So
if I could give one more point, I did want to say what I'd like to challenge or encourage all other CEOs is to thinking about getting involved in ACUC. You know, it's not just for African Americans. We have a very diverse membership.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're up to almost 1,000 members now.
Well done. Wow.
And I know that if these CEOs look at becoming members of ACUC, it's all about the diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yep.
And so if they do have a diverse employees, it will really make them look good too. And you know, put a placeholder in that DEI. It can start with AACUC. We're here to help you.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it's a great spot. And Renee Sadiwhite is doing a tremendous job.
Tremendous. Did I tell you I hired Renee?
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't know that. Please, something else, Lynette.
That Renee told me that was the best decision I ever made as a CEO. I hired her when we had lost our executive director, Lillian Priest.
Okay.
And I was chairman at the time, and myself along with Tim Anderson, who's now the president and CEO at U.S. Senate Federal Credit Union, Renee, we held it together. We held AACUC together. I mean, we spent evenings at Wegmans just to running the operations. It was a smaller organization then.
Sure.
But that's another thing that is dear to me. It's kind of my baby now. And just to see us grow and thrive, you know, what we're doing in reference to commitment to change. Oh my God. Credit unions unite against racism. We are on the map in the industry, and I think we're on the map in the world.
Well, spearhead that, you know, push that envelope. So be in front of that. Ratings are certainly there for sure. And they showed it, you know, in 2020. So
absolutely. So we're going to look forward to more people getting involved.
Well, we'll help spread the word for you for sure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thanks, Lynette. Appreciate it again.
You're welcome.
And look forward to seeing you in person. All right.
Nice to see you too. Stay safe.
I will. And you as well. Thank you.
Okay. Wear your mask.
Every day. Every day. Okay.
brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.